Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
High Wall City Comfy Bowl 2 square on your body? Then I'll begin.
On KX93.5, this is your full English breakfast. Tuck in.
morning, it's Full English Breakfast with Jason Fedde and Martin Cohen. Daniel Barnes, hello.
Good morning.
Hello. You all right?
Yeah.
Good. It's funny this morning, we've kind of been in complete silence.
Why? Did you see that?
I don't know. And then we get on the radio and we're like, boom! Turn into radio personality.
I was dying to do this. Posse in the house!
Well, that's the whole preparation.
You said posse in the house.
Posse in the house! Right. I've been like a coiled spring for 3 weeks, 2 weeks.
I know, we've not been on the air for a couple of weeks. Well, here we are. And I'm sure we've all been doing a lot of prep and figuring out what we're going to say in the first week back.
Research.
We have. Yeah. I've got the best story ever.
Have you? Go on, Martin. Please tell us the best story ever.
Best story. I'm not going to read the headline because that gives it away. But, mind you, the first two words of the sentence.
Are you going to be saving this? Are you just teasing us right now? No. Are you going to give us the whole deal?
No.
Well, tell us. Super endowed Robert Esquivel.
Super endowed.
Roberto Esquivel Cabrera says his manhood is so big, women are too scared to have sex with him.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, and it's loading really slowly, so.
He's had to weigh.
That's what she said. It loaded really slowly.
He's had to weigh his penis on a couple of kitchen scales.
Wow.
Oh, no.
And it's 18.9 inches long and weighs 2.2 pounds or 1 kilo in metric.
Hold on a second. I'm a bit slow in numbers. Say that again.
It's how long?
It's 18.9 inches long.
Right.
Whoa.
Yeah. And he's even had to use a pair of kitchen weighing scales to prove its actual. Weight, which is 2.2 pounds.
I don't think that's inside. That's that big. I went to doctors once, and I to show him the size of my enormous manhood.
Right.
And he had a look at it. He felt along it, and tried to decide, having a look. And then he said, I can't find anything wrong with that. I said, no, it's a beauty, isn't it?
British dentistry, not so great, frankly. British hair, though, super! The British Hair Company has been styling and colouring in Laguna since 2006 at the salon located at 361 Forest Avenue. British HC is a certified Moroccan all-starscapes blow bar, a Vida colour specialist, Kuhn hair colour training centre and authorised Hair Dreams extension salon. We also offer an organic and ammonia-free hair care colour range. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy and excellence through education. 949-497-8345. British HC.
Thank you.
Crikey. That's a little contemplative music there from Elbow after I made a joke about a penis. It's a bit strange juxtaposition, isn't it? Don't you think so?
That was a strange... I didn't even know that was a song. I thought it was kind of like...
like meditation.
Yeah, I thought we were meditating. Wow, I didn't... Ooh.
I'm quite amazed that you've actually got the word elbow and penis in the same sentence.
And pretty good. Not bad. So, what else we got today, Martin?
Well, this week is a big week in the rule of British monarchy.
Oh, go on then.
Well, sometime this week, I'm not quite sure which day it is, but Queen Elizabeth will Queen Elizabeth's reign will overtake the length of that of Queen Victoria.
Oh, that goes back to the other story about length. What were we talking about length before? Length,
and apparently Queen Victoria is just not amused.
How much does the Queen weigh, do we think?
The Queen of England, how much does she weigh?
And how long is she? Is she more than 18 inches?
Yeah, I reckon she's about 5'4".
Really? Small as that?
Teeny weeny. Monarchs are always teeny.
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth was only 3'7".
Yeah.
But they look bigger on camera.
They do, or on lithograph.
Because you get really close up to them and you can't really get the scale.
Right.
Scientists have just used 3D printers to make 33 different models of male paraphernalia.
Really?
To see what lengths and girths women like the most. They found that women want a husband who's around 6.3 inches long, apparently, with a circumference of 4.8 inches. Which is slightly larger than average.
4.8 inches?
Yeah, 3D printing's the next big thing.
Oh, it's huge.
Yep.
That's why newsprint's going out of fashion.
It's UCLA have done this. They're spending your taxpayers' money. They also found that 20% of women had ended a relationship because a guy's junk was too small. And 7% had ended things because a guy had junk that was too big.
This is
all very, very important stories for the morning.
Well, it is. This is kind of a sign of what's going on in society. I mean, this is what the breakdown is, why 2 in 3 marriages fail.
A lot of this goes on in people's heads, doesn't it? And they don't ever sort of say...
Right.
No one's ever said to me, I'm splitting up with you because it's too small or too big.
We should have people call in this morning and... Too big or too small, is that? That's the question.
Well, let me tell you something. Penises always come in two sizes, too big or too small.
Exactly.
You should get listeners' opinions.
Too small.
Let's see what the people think.
One size.
Right. Can you imagine? I think a lot of men worry about this constantly.
All the time.
Yeah.
Well, we're constantly talking about it.
Something old. Something new. Something you can twerk to on KX93.5.
I had no money. That's all I heard. Getting loose.
Yes, KX 93.5, sound of Beach Baby there, brand spanking new music on the radio from Laguna Beach. This is Full English Breakfast. There you go. What's up?
Well, we were just discussing during that musical interlude.
Oh, you were?
Size. Mm-hmm. But this one from another angle. Did you know the world's smallest man, aged 75, originally from Nepal, has died in Pago Pago? He was 21.5 inches tall, which
That's
means...
That's not true. Can't
it
be
is.
True.
It, which, means...
The world's smallest man was 20... He's only a couple of inches bigger than the man with the largest penis.
No, he's smaller than the guy's penis.
Look at him, little fella.
Wait a minute, the guy's penis was how long?
Oh, 18.9 inches. Right.
No. This guy's longer than the penis.
By about 2 or 3 inches.
Yeah, but still, if they were walking down the street together, you wouldn't really know from a distance. What do you think? It was him and his pal.
You'd think there was three of them.
You go, there he goes, look, there, what's his name? Shadadagi. There goes Shadadagi and his friend, look.
I'd be a little bit scared.
He brought one of his little Sherpas over from Nepal.
That's right. Not nice.
He put a backpack on it and that's that.
Is that a backpack or a hood?
He's wearing a hoodie.
It's a little hoodie, isn't it?
Yeah, not Jewish then, I take it.
So this guy's tiny.
Yeah, a little fella.
Well, small.
Yeah, and he came from where? Nepal?
Originally from Nepal, but...
21 inches tall.
21.5.
And it was just ditched by his girlfriend for having a penis that was too small. I mean, he's like...
No, he was too old. He was too old for her. He's 75, man. Come on.
Like, what did you expect? Come on.
It might have been in proportion. You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting question, isn't it? I mean, they say that these things don't really... I mean...
It looks like he's riding a giant...
Look, could you imagine if he was the... imagine if he was the owner of the previous story. So, the two stories, what the connection was. The smallest man in the world dies, and he has an 18-inch penis.
Right. It looked like he was riding a giant worm.
Wouldn't that be something else?
It'd be a Disney movie.
Giant one-eyed worm.
Oh, my Lord. Nature can be quite something else.
It really can. It's surprising, isn't it? They should do a show, a documentary on the Nature Channel.
Do you know what? I saw something last night on Netflix that freaked me out.
What did you see?
I saw this thing about this host parasite that takes over the role of a fish's tongue. So you've got a fit. This thing gets inside. Have you seen these?
And the thumb.
Yeah, and it eats the tongue away, and you have this thing, and it's like a giant maggot. And they've been like, for some reason, they're turning up more and more. And recently, someone bought some fish in London, and they found one in the mouth.
Where are they turning up?
In fishes' mouths.
Oh, I've heard
fish's
about
mouths.
This.
Yeah, this thing is like a parasite.
Yeah,
it gets
in the mouth
inside,
of a fish.
And it's a blood feeder, so it's like a light.
Only fish, though. It's
it
not sort of going to
of
other...
a fish. That's really. What it lives in, yeah.
It's actually a relative of, you know, like an earwig, an anthropod or what have you. There's a giant one that lives on the bottom of the ocean, which is pretty ugly.
Well, somebody's got to live there, if you think about it, in the mouth of a fish. It's a great name for a song, in the mouth
goes
of a fish.
Goes in through the gill... establishes itself on the tongue, completely eats up the tongue and all that area, and then it becomes like the tongue.
Tongue, you mean?
It's like
those,
alien.
I mean those things that you cook with, tongue.
No, I mean those things you lick with.
He's from Sheffield, he's got a funny accent.
Tongue.
It's from the tongue of it becomes the tongue of the fish. The fish survives.
Right.
Yeah. But the little mollusk thing, whatever it is. It's not a mollusk, is it?
No, it's an anthropod or something.
Something like that, yeah. It becomes the tongue and it eats, you know, a certain percentage of the food that the fish is eating. The fish can never get satisfied.
Right.
Because this thing is, it's now its tongue. It's like a horror movie.
It's a great diet. It's a great way of dieting, though, isn't it?
It is a fabulous way to diet.
Oh, yeah. And there was two things. There was that and also the mice infestations in Australia. I know we always talk about Australia because it's kind of like England for criminals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah, it used to be, anyway.
Yeah, and we were talking about Vegemite the other week, you know, how they brew beer out of it.
Yeah.
That is totally true. I talked to some young surfers who were here for... I think hopefully the Brook Street surf thing today.
Yes, well, yeah.
Right. And they were telling me about that they make that beer with Vegemite brew. They say it's lethal.
Yeah.
Were they Australian surfers?
They were Australian surfers here in California. They didn't look very popular. All the locals were like, we don't
want to
deal
with them.
Were
they wearing Speedos?
No.
Budgie smugglers?
No, but they just totally looked like Scott and Shane. You know, these two big blonde guys who come all the way from the...
I thought that's what immigration, customs control was for, to stop these sort of people coming in.
To stop Australian surfers coming into America.
Well, going anywhere, really.
So it's the Brook Street thing today. What is that?
The Brook Street Surf Competition is the oldest established surf competition on the planet.
Is that right? Have you just
No, 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 no. That is absolutely true. If you ask anybody, it's true in surf culture. I mean, there are bigger surf competitions in other places like Huntington Beach, but the oldest one is the Brook Street Surf Competition.
Started in 1955 in Laguna Beach.
That's right.
You are correct.
It Thank
is the
you.
The oldest surf competition. Now, you've got three English guys, landlubbers, landlocked Yorkshiremen talking about this, so please don't be, you know, using us for your sole source of information.
Well, I've been on a surfboard.
May I digress?
Please do.
I have been surfing. This last year, I have become quite the surfer.
Is it? Yeah, it was actually yesterday, Saturday, September 5th.
It wasn't yesterday,
oh, no.
It's today.
It says it will not be running because the swell is starting in. So it should start tomorrow. That's today. At 7 o'clock, that's the possible start of the Classic. Daniel Barnes, you are correct. You win.
It's going off.
You win the prize.
I've been tweeted at 5 a.m. this morning by the guys, Hunter and everybody. They're down there.
The combination of swell direction, that's poor shape, inconsistency, tides and afternoon cheese breeze.
Cheese breeze.
Cheese breeze.
I don't know what that is.
It's a surf term.
There were the determining factors with the warm water and active El Nino. That means that's Spanish for the Nino.
Nino.
We're in effects in place. There's still some time to wait for better conditions. So,
what are we waiting for? We're waiting for some wind and a cheese breeze.
As far as I can tell, it started today, but I could be wrong.
Cheese breeze.
Well, there's a big swell. There's a big swell down there.
I'm changing the name. So, is there a big swell?
Yeah.
Really?
The big swell might be what's causing the cheese breeze.
Is it an 18-inch swell by any chance?
18.9-inch swell.
18.9-inch swell. All right, let's play a record.
Full English breakfast. Extra sausage for me, please.
Specials there on KX 93.5. Playing that because the trombone player, Rico Rodriguez, died, I'm afraid, yesterday or the day before. And pretty sad, really, because he was a big deal in Jamaica, the Jamaican music scene. He was 80 years old. He was from Jamaica, of course. And he was a big deal. He was an MBE. Do you know that?
Yeah. He was born originally in Cuba.
Is that right?
Then he moved to Jamaica. And then he came to England in the 60s.
Jamaica. But Britain was really his home. And he was, an MBE, which is it's not being knighted quite, but it's a big deal.
Member of the British Empire.
Yeah, he was a member of the British. An 18-inch member of the British Empire. And in the 1970s, he was befriended by the Specials. The sort of two-tone band, and made that hit would have been nothing without
without Rico Rodriguez's doodah.
It was beautiful.
That NBA in 2007. And he was also awarded a silver Musgrave medal, it says here, in 2012 for his contribution to the development of Jamaican music. He wanted to go back to Jamaica and spend his last days in Jamaica, but he wasn't able to travel. His doctor said he couldn't travel. But it was right that he would die in Britain, because Britain was really his home. And
well, it's funny, a lot of people from Jamaica actually die in Britain. I think Bob Marley did, didn't he?
I don't have no idea.
I'm sure he did.
I don't know.
Didn't he? Yeah, for some reason,
Let's Google it. Where did Bob Marley die? I'm Googling
I
now.
Think he died in hospital in London from cancer.
Google who died in Britain.
There's a lot of people here, Martin. I'm wicked. Oh, my Lord.
Google search. Where did Bob Marley, what did he die of? Where, how and why?
Why and how?
Not why and how, we want where.
I'm going to tell you right now. Are you ready?
Go on. And welcome to the morning show.
Died. Miami, Florida. London, yeah. England.
No.
No, Miami, Florida.
He died in Miami, Florida. Yeah, Cedars of Lebanon.
But he was from 9 Mile, St. Anne, Jamaica.
I've been there. I've been to his house.
9 Mile?
Have I told you this story already?
No.
I think I might have told it already. I went to his house. I was on this cruise ship years and years ago.
Was it? You're right.
And, probably about 10 years ago. And I was on this cruise ship. I was playing on the, you know, doing a... I was part of a group that went on this cruise.
Were you on Princess?
Was it a gay cruise?
I don't
cruise?
Remember what it was. It wasn't gay.
No.
No.
Was it a special cruise for special people?
Yeah, it was a group that went out there, and I was playing, you know, entertaining them. And, excuse me. And we arrived in Jamaica, man.
Right, with your group.
When you go to Jamaica on a cruise, you arrive in Ocho Rios.
That's right.
And, everywhere you go, there's men trying to sell you marijuana. Everywhere you go.
You say marijuana my dad. You say it like, right, Yorkshire, marijuana. My grandmother used to say the same.
Marijuana. Usually in Britain, when it's on the radio and they talk about pot on the radio in Britain, I listen to the BBC a lot, they refer to it as cannabis.
Cannabis, marijuana.
Nobody says cannabis, do they? Except for people on the radio in Britain.
Did you purchase?
I'd like to buy some cannabis, please.
What would you like, cannabis marijuana or cannabis sansamilia?
Did you purchase any of this said marijuana?
No, I was already sober at the time. But people came on the boat and they said, would you like, I had no money, so I wasn't going on any trips or excursions. But this woman said to me, would you like to go to Bob Marley's house? There's a seat on the bus available.
You know what, it sounds like something that a drug dealer would say to you, doesn't it? I got the best stuff in the world. Do you want to go to Bob Marley's house? It's like, all right.
it sounds like the name for a particular kind of marijuana.
Doesn't it? Bob Marley's house.
I've got Bob Marley's house here.
Oh, I got Bob Marley's house.
Anyway, it wasn't that. It was, we got on a bus, and when I got to the bus, he said there's a seat available on this bus, right? And there was nobody else on the bus except for me. There wasn't just one seat. There were 30 seats.
You were the only person going to the house?
Only person going to the house. It was me and a tour guide and the driver. And the tour guide and the driver both stank of spam. I mean, they've been smoking spam all morning, these guys.
Spam?
Did you get scared?
Do you mean marijuana?
Not really.
Do you mean marijuana or spam?
They were on cannabis.
Right. Well, right. Spam's something in Hawaii, dude.
Yeah, no, but it smells a bit like marijuana to me.
No, it smells like spam. Burnt rubber.
Did you get fried spam?
Yeah, I always think,
spam burgers?
Spam for tea, hey?
Never mind.
Anyway, so I got on the bus and we went up to Ocho Rios, and it's miles and miles. It's about a 2-hour drive.
All through those little lanes.
Through the marijuana fields.
Marijuana. Uh-huh.
Of Jamaica. It's everywhere. And we got up to Bob Marley's house, and I got a tour around the house, and they were showing us things like, this is Bob Marley's bed. And as we're going round, and they're saying, this is the gold record. There was one gold record still remaining from, like, Uruguay, where he sold 8 records. And 8 records in Uruguay is like a platinum record.
Right.
And as I'm going around, I'm realising none of this stuff actually belonged to Bob Marley.
None of it.
It's all the stuff that actually belonged to Bob Marley has been sold years ago, you know, on eBay for cash.
So who did this
for? Cannabis.
No, they just get, you know, this is Bob Marley's bong. It wasn't, I said, I'm like, and at that point I said to him, that's not Bob Marley's bong, is it?
No, it's not Bob Marley's bang. It's my bang.
This is my bang.
You can't lie if you're part of the Ethiopian Orthodox Rastafarian faith. You can't lie.
You're not allowed to lie.
You can bend the truth until you get busted.
Whose house was it?
That's the Rastafarian way. You bend the truth until you get busted.
That's a lot of people's way, though. It's not just the Rastas' way.
Bending the truth until you get busted.
A lot of Jews are like that. A lot of Muslims are like that.
You know who else lived on In Jamaica, you might not know, lived there. Johnny Cash.
Is that right?
Johnny Cash had a place there for years, and so too did a number of other famous people.
It's true.
Really?
Yeah.
It's true. That guy from Leeds, Billy Bremner.
Billy Bremner.
He had a place in Jamaica.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Billy Bremner, Leeds football player from early 1970s. Yeah.
He was a big pothead.
Yeah.
He liked marijuana.
He was.
He did a couple of records as well, Billy Bremner.
Shall I tell you something else that you might not
singer.
Know?
Go on.
All that area around where, whatever it's called, 9 Mile, where Bob Marley's house is, that's all owned by his son now, Ronan Marley.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Yeah,
and that's all coffee plantations now for Marley Coffee.
Marley Coffee, I've seen that. Yeah, yeah.
I met them at the 2011 Grammys. They were very nice. They gave me some free coffee.
No.
Are they trading in slaves now?
Yeah, they are. They were hanging out with Mick Fleetwood, of all people.
That's a strange way place to go, Martin.
Isn't it?
It's like the coffee plantation.
Why did you go there? We went from, like, Mick Fleetwood, happy to slavery.
To slavery, I don't understand it.
I like it.
Let's play some local music, shall we?
Local?
How local? Like Pearl Street, Brook Street?
I think Costa Mesa.
Oh, all right.
That's not that local.
It's close enough.
No. Here's something from right down the street. Local music on KX93.5.
Bumping Kanye back when you were bumping 50. Tell a little joke cause I feel kinda witty. Grab my guitar and I sing out a ditty like this. Yeah, I'm up at Rudy's, headed to Malarkey's. If I get too desperate, catch my face at Sharky's. Yeah, I'm a new sugary, but a little less gay. They love me on the beach side, all the way to the bay. I used to serve blackies, till it got too crowded. Over by the jetty, they got the shits around it. There's a lot of phonies, claiming locals only. They say, hey, Nate, from but you don't really know me. Why can't we all get along? Boy, that is spending money on trying to be cool. Knock, open up, it's Nate Frog. I know I'm kinda tardy. Here to start the party. Beer pong, rookie, bottle of Bacardi. Shot and ribbit, ribbit. Yeah, I know we get it. Forget to pay the meter. $50 ticket. Lighten up, I lit it. Brighten up, I hit it. Living on the beach, you know I found a way and did it. You think it's only a taquito, and I never trim my sandals for sneakers. Tuba so much, I got scientific beakers. Think I found the antidote somewhere in the song I wrote. Sing the words I hope this not how we all will miss the boat.
Now you know. Now you know.
KX93.5, that's the Whelan Brothers. They're local geezers. And the song's called Out With The Old, In With The New. Why did I play that? Because Out With The Old, In With The New.
Right.
KX93.5 is doing a whole new day weekday schedule.
No way!
Yeah, this week, Saul starts on Tuesday, because Monday, we're not here. It's just going to be music all day.
Right.
It's Labour Day weekend. Ooh. People are listening outside the United States. That's a day when we're supposed to celebrate the labour movement of the United States, which, you know, from the mid-20th century, that saved people from dying in factories and all that stuff.
Anything now, to do with slavery?
Not really, but it's mostly to do with the labour, like, the unions and stuff, which don't protect anybody now, and everybody just works in Walmart.
Do you have any union music? I
do have some union music, but I don't want to play it. Can't be bothered. So the reason why I mention this is because Labour Day's on Monday, so there's not much programming going on there, apart from just music all day long.
Right.
And Tuesday morning, we start a whole new thing. And it's going to be like this. We're going to do a show from 7 till 10. Tyler Russell and I do a show together called Daily Scramble Live.
Right.
Where we play loads of games and stuff. You want to play a game, quick game?
Yeah, what do you want to play?
All right. There's a new trend on Twitter where people try and come up with a phrase that would instantly make sex awkward. And you can only do 5 words, all right? For example, Grandpa died in this bed. That would ruin sex, wouldn't it?
Grandpa died in this bed. That sounds to me like a sample that you're using.
How about this? What are good kids' names?
What are good kids' names?
What about I'm your brother's sister?
I'm your brother's sister. That's 4 words, but that's good. It's quite,
no, I'm
really.
Your brother, sister.
Syllables don't count.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
Sex is something that kills.
It doesn't matter if you don't get 5 words. The point is that it should be something that completely nails. That's the end of your experience.
Anti-sex. Something that just takes all the sex out of sex.
My ex used to do that.
I can't stand you, honey.
I think I love you. How about that one?
I think I love you. Wedding cake, anybody?
The cats like to watch.
The cats like to watch. All right.
You know, just stuff. So we're going to play.
Right.
That's the kind of game we're going to play. Stuff like that.
That's a good game.
And the Newport angle, we're going to punk Newport. So we're going to go up to Newport, or we're going to send an intern up to Newport
with
a cell phone and have him do weird stuff in Newport.
Right. I've been thinking about that since you mentioned it, and I've come up with some really good ideas.
Go on, what should we do in Newport?
You know what? Why don't we save it until we do it, and then that way it will be funny.
Be fresh and spontaneous. All right.
And besides, I've still got to do a bit of research on what is legally...
You haven't thought of anything, have you?
Well, no, I have, but I've just got to check out the legalities of it. I mean, there's a few resorts up there and a few places where we can play around with people very easily, so...
Right, we're just going to mess with them in a gentle way. That's the idea.
Do you know where Newport is?
Yeah, I'm always up there.
It's in Wales. Newport.
Newport, Wales.
I know where Newport Pagnell is. It's a service station on the M1.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what we're going to do. So that'll be Daily Scramble Live from 7 to 10. 10 o'clock to 12, I'm going to do some basic music broadcasting. And then from 12 till 5, Sandy Fagan takes over. He's a great DJ, very good host. Won an award back in the 70s for, like, best DJ of the year up in New York. Yeah. He's really great.
Sandy's the one who comes in here on a Sunday, right?
Yeah, he comes in a bit late. He's got a show today.
Like 11.
I don't know.
He wears glasses.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
You can't tell that on the radio.
No.
But he loves music and he really cares about his show and he does a lot of prep and he's a brilliant guy. So that's from 12 to 5, and then from 5 o'clock out through the evening, it's going to be community broadcasting. So
sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. Except for the fact that I've got to be here at 7 o'clock in the morning, all awake and alive. I mean, I'm not awake now. It's 9:45.
I think this will be good for you.
Do you think so?
I think this is the next... bless you, Martin. Yeah. That was a good one. Oh. I think this is it, man.
Why?
I don't know. Something about early mornings and you just... It looks good.
It's going to be all right?
Yeah.
I think it might be all right.
Don't worry. I can see you got a little bit of worry going on there.
Yeah,
a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
What, is it working with Tyler?
No, I love working with Tyler. It's just the fact that it's so early and I want to do good. I want it to be a good program.
You know what? The best time in the world to do stuff is in the morning. The morning shows are always the best shows in radio. New York, San Francisco, Laguna Beach, early morning. If someone said to me, get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go and sit on the radio, I'd love it.
Would you?
Oh, I would. I wouldn't go to bed. I'd stay up all night.
Well, I'll see how I feel. Anyway, I know that this show is brought to you by the British Hair Company, who've just been tweeting this morning about the fact that they sponsor us. They cut my hair yesterday.
They did a damn good job. It looks awesome.
It's all right, right?
Yeah. Did they clean up your beard as well?
Yeah.
Nice. Did they give you some face cream?
I got a hand massage as well from them.
Did they clean your ears out while they were doing it?
No, they didn't do that. You know that Turkish thing? The flame thing.
Turkish delight.
Yeah. I had a haircut in Turkey once years ago, and they get a big match.
Right.
And they burn your ear hairs out. They don't trim them.
No, I know.
They go pew, pew, and they just burn them out really quick. Pretty cool. But I want to play this spot because I like it.
Go on.
All right, you ready?
All right.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Mark O'Connor, local attorney, here to support KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. If you have a legal problem, please don't call me. I'm way too busy, and I'm trying to retire. Seriously, call someone cheaper. My number? Nah, I'm not giving out my number on the radio. I'm just here to do my part for our community's FM station. This has been Mark O'Connor, attorney at law for KX93.5 Human Crafted Radio.
What a good man.
See? That's Marco.
Yes, Marco, yeah.
No way, what a great voice.
I know, brilliant, isn't he?
I love Marco.
He just wanted to support the station, so he just became an underwriter.
God bless him. He doesn't want
anything else. He doesn't want people to call him.
No.
He doesn't want any sort of...
That's very nice of him.
He's not looking for business or anything like that. He just wanted to support the station.
He's probably one of the best reoccurring characters in the Laguna Beach play, isn't he?
He's great, isn't he?
He always comes into the fold at the right time.
Oh, he's a good man.
Great timing.
But you can't call him. He doesn't want your business.
He's too busy.
He just gave us underwriting money, paid for the spot.
Right.
And said, I just want to support the station. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I love him.
Brilliant. Captain Sensible came into the radio station.
I was going to ask you about this. Why was that? You didn't tell me when the captain was coming in.
Let me play a record by The Damned.
All right.
Of whom he is a member.
Is it Melody Lee you're going to play?
No, I was going to play Smash It Up.
Go on then.
All right. The Damned on KX93.5 there. Smashing things up.
Smashing things up.
Yeah. They're sort of seminal punk band, really. They were around at the very beginning of punk rock.
You know what? It's one of those things, the more you listen to them now, you realise how good they were.
Yeah, they were great.
Your dad was totally wrong. They don't sound rubbish.
No,
they sound brilliant.
Yeah. And they played at the House of Blues Anaheim on Friday. And before that, during the day, I talked to Captain Sensible on the phone, and that podcast is available at KX935.
That's amazing. You know that? That's amazing that they've not closed that House of Blues down as well and turned it into a stack of condos. Oh, seems to be the new trend, like close down the House of Blues and build a bunch of condos.
They are moving, though.
Right.
Yeah, it is moving. That House of Blues Anaheim, it's moving somewhere
else. It's moving, yeah.
But it's part of the Disneyland Park, so how come they're taking
not
it?
Not the Disneyland Park, it's part of Downtown Disney.
Downtown Disney.
Or whatever the hell.
But it's a part of a conglomerated disfranchisal buy-in, you know.
It's part of Downtown Dysentery.
Right, it's not actually the House of Blues that owned the House of Blues.
No,
it's a company that bought the House of Blues from the House of Blues that were once the Hard Rock House of Blues something.
Isn't it isn't it Disney that owns everything?
Universal.
They own me. I'm totally owned by Disney.
Oh, me too. I have to say nice things about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
All the time.
What's that got? Does he own Disney or something?
No, but someone just, you know. It's all linked somehow, isn't it?
It's all a conspiracy.
Did you know he's going to be the next president?
I did know that.
I hope so.
Yeah,
and I know so.
He's going to wear a vibrating bra.
He is,
isn't he, Martin?
He is. Thank you for the shoe in there, Jason.
Are you playing backgammon with yourself?
I am, because you two are just talking to yourselves.
Oh, for God's sake, he's playing backgammon.
It's a vibrating bra.
I love him.
Claims to enlarge a woman's breast by one cup size in just 7 days.
Really?
What would happen if I put my wallet in that bra?
One woman saw her breasts get bigger after wearing it for 5 minutes, three times a day for a week.
What does it do? It vibrates the breast?
Yeah.
You know what? I can provide that service.
I'm sure you
cheaper.
Can.
I'll wobble your breast 5 times a day.
Wow, she must have a lot of spare time on her hands.
Well, a revolutionary vibrating bra could help one enlarge a woman's breast by one cup size. The Miracle Bust Enhancer has been invented by Serbian Milan Milic.
Oh.
I thought he was a war criminal. He claims to also make breasts perkier and brings them closer in just 7 days.
But what's all right? There's a thing about it, because 5 times a day you've got to do it. I find myself, you know, I've got to have certain medication for various ailments.
Yeah. Right.
And I forget to take my pills. And I have to do it twice a day.
Right.
So do something 5 times a day like that. Unless you're a Muslim. In which case, just do it after you've prayed.
Okay, yeah, that'd work.
That's right, isn't it, Mark?
But I'm not quite sure why you are looking for the racist element in the bosom joke.
Because it's funny. Just because it's funny. Doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, I mean, it's like a lot of these things that are supposed to be things that you have to do to stay healthy.
Yeah.
You have to do a lot.
You do.
You know, it's like someone's talking about doing pulling with coconut oil. You have to do it for 20 minutes. 20 minutes in the morning to swish oil around in your mouth. No, it's kind of a commitment, isn't it?
It is. And then it blocks up the pipes. Where do you put the coconut oil?
Exactly. You can't really walk outside and spit it off the balcony onto your neighbour's head.
Yeah, true.
And then you push it down the sink and it all blocks. 20 minutes every day to have, like, what?
It works, though.
It does work.
What does it do, exactly?
It draws all infection out. It makes your teeth white.
The dentist has told us to do that.
Right, but the problem is, if you've not got great teeth in the first place, you're going to start opening up a whole load of problems.
Do you know what? We're all going to die.
Yeah, we are.
We're all dead.
Of coconut poisoning. Look at Martin.
It's true.
Loving that game,
it's
isn't
true.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a question for you. So last night, were you playing at the Hotel Laguna,
which is a hotel
in Laguna Beach?
Yes, I was. You know what? That's the great thing about the Hotel Laguna. People Google, they're going to go to Laguna for the weekend or whatever. People Google hotels in Laguna.
And it's the first
one that
comes up. Yeah. Brilliant, really.
Are you on, like, their link? Are you on their page? Does it say in residence?
I've never looked at it.
With famous drummer Ray Weston?
Maybe.
Who was there last night?
Drummer Ray Weston was there last night.
He was funny last night, was Ray. He comes up to me, asks me, he was eating, so I went over and had a chat with him.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into the conversation because I'd be a little bit upset if I did. But he just asks these questions. He comes up with topics for conversation that are like, you know, when someone asks you a question and you know what they're getting at by the question that they're asking.
Right.
It was one of those conversations and it was hysterical.
So what was he asking sort of things
have you ever
had venereal disease or something like that?
I wouldn't ruin his confidence, but it was just
This sounds controversial.
It was just very, very funny.
Ah. Was it a drummer? Was it a drumming related, musical related? Or was it like
life related and men of a certain age. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're all getting that way, aren't we?
You know that song by Tina Turner, Women of a Certain Age? It works for men too.
For men very much, yeah. Was it about your wife, basically, or his wife?
No, it wasn't.
His wife.
No.
No. Was it about diapers?
No.
At the end of the night last night, I didn't have my checkbook with me, so I owe him the money for the gig.
Yeah.
So he says to me, it's all right, I know where you live. I said, that's great. He says, but if I die, can you make sure Kelly gets the money?
Is that what he said?
I'll make sure Kelly gets half the money, because honestly, if you die, it's going to be a problem for me. I'm going to have to find another drummer. And, you know, obviously there'll be a cost incurred.
Right, I mean, to find somebody that good. Right. You'll never find somebody as good as Ray and as cheap.
Not without keeping the half his money, you know, the 30.
Right, you'll need that $15 for the advert.
No, it's $37.50.
He's only been nice to everybody. I mean, he could be off playing with anybody right now.
He could. He's been in
Iron
Butterfly. He's been in Wishbone Ash. He's been in a lot of bands. He played for Rolf Harris.
Bjork.
He played with Rolf
Harris. Tom Jones.
Tom Jones, yeah.
Bjork.
Yeah.
I know somebody that had a relationship.
No, he's a bit of a Burke. That's what I said about him.
He says... I'm choking. It says Bjork on his Wikipedia page.
Really?
Burke.
He's a Burke.
And maybe there's 6 degrees of separation there.
ZZ Top.
Him, actually.
Judas Priest.
Priest? Who's Judas Priest?
Says he played with Frank Sinatra and the Tommy Dorsey band back in the
60s. Just nonsense. He just lies on his website just for trying to get work. That's how I found him. I said, that's what I need. I want a guy who's played with Freddie and the Dreamers, and that's what came up.
I want a guy who can lie.
Hey, you know what? It's 9:58. It's time to go.
No way.
Yeah, we got to go.
Where's the time go?
We're done.
What are you doing today?
I'm going to, I don't know, something.
Something. I'm going down to Brook Street to support the local Brook Street surf competition.
I think it's pronounced Brook Street.
No, I am. I love it.
No, you're going to look at those surfers in there. It's tight.
No, I'm going to look at her over there. She's going the wrong way.
Should we say goodbye?
Let's do that.
Have a nice week, Labour Day, whatever you're doing on Labour Day. And crikey, she really is well put together.
She is that.
maybe she was using the vibrating bra all week.
Oh, my God.
British dentistry, not so great, frankly. British hair, though, super. The British Hair Company has been styling and colouring in Laguna since 2006 at the salon located at 361 Forest Avenue. British HC is a certified Moroccan all-star skips blow bar, a Vida colour specialist, Kuhn hair colour training centre, and authorised Hair Dreams extension salon. We also offer an organic and ammonia-free hair care colour range. The British Hair Company. Passion, energy, and excellence through education. 949-497-8345. BritishHC.com.
for a fake Chinese rubber plant and a fake plastic girl. And she bought from a rubber man in a town for